Last Sunday on this program, the White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett said the war was ahead of schedule. And while it was up to the budget office, he didn't think the administration would need any kind of supplemental funding. But then days later, Secretary Hegseth seemed to confirm the Pentagon needed as much as $200 billion.
As far as $200 billion, I think that number could move, obviously. It takes money to kill bad guys. So we're going back to Congress and our folks there to ensure that we're properly funded for what's been done, for what we may have to do in the future.
I know you're opposed to the war, but is there a way to structure this deal where you would be comfortable with additional funds?
No. If they think I'm going to vote for hundreds of billions of dollars for an unauthorized war, a war they didn't come to Congress for, a war they haven't given an explanation to the American people for what we're doing and not doing, how it's going to end, how we're protecting our service members. And on top of that, the House Republicans gave DOD $150 billion slush fund last summer as part of Donald Trump's big, ugly bill. And on top of that, they say they're going to come and ask for a $1.5 trillion defense budget. Mm-hmm. And the Department of Defense, to this day, can't pass an audit. They can't tell us where all their stuff is, where they're spending all their money. So I'm not about to throw money at a DOD that can't pass an audit, is sitting on money that they already haven't accounted for and haven't spent, and to perpetuate an unauthorized war that is not in America's interest.